Welcome to the RR Podcast. We bring you the latest in Toku news, in-depth discussions, and everything else that you could ask for, all with a healthy dose of insanity. So here are your hosts, Shugun Shinobi, Dawson Rider, Jedimon, and Aerosol. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 5. Ready? Go!
Hello, welcome to our Season 5, Episode 38.
Mind your keepers!
Jesus Christ.
Pip pip da doodly doo.
Mind your keepers?
We already did mind your peepers, but keepers are like, it's better than, I was coming up with Jack Shepard.
We already did mind your peepers? When the hell was that?
It was before your time.
It must have been.
It must have been, because I would have put my foot down. But it works, and I'm still in the process of a dead heat pun for next week. We never
actually used mind your peepers.
Didn't we? Pip pip da doodly doo.
We did use pip pip da doodly doo.
Okay, mind your peepers was just in the description. Boom.
Just throwing this out there, when Kiefer does his weekly comment, mind your keepers.
Oh, that could be a segment.
You can thank me later.
Mind your keepers, beating games and taking names.
Pip pip da doodly doo was season 1, episode 29. Some old school shit right there.
That's an off an oldie.
We were celebrating the announcement of the T2 Gaia memory set. And those toy catalogs.
Oh my gosh. That seems like a different era of history. That was before we watched Parks and Rec and The Office. How did we live?
O's, I guess.
That stupid little bitch.
Those you sounded like toy, angry those were drugs. Toy pictures, so that would have been in the stupid little bitch era.
Yeah, that was. Yeah. It was not long after the toy show, and like they had so many O suits, they just had cardboard cutouts. They haven't ever done that since. They're like, shit, we couldn't hire anybody this year, so here's some cardboards.
Now I'm sitting here going, I really miss O's. But anyway,
how times change.
One ups is. I got an HLJ box with Machine Chaser, Mach, their stupid bikes, and the, Signal bike set. What else did I get? I got the gold Legendary Morpher, because that's the thing that exists for some reason. Outside of that, I haven't gotten anything else, I don't think. At least nothing important. Ninja Toys should go up for pre-order in like a day and a half or something.
Hopefully. For Ami Ami, that's 3 weeks.
Yeah, basically.
They forgot Toku was a thing. I don't blame them.
So yeah, nothing for me. I'm a really boring person. So.
Yeah, so am I. There hasn't been really anything eventful at all. I had to pay for an Ami Ami order because I was debating about that Mach bike set. That's like the second time in the span of a month that I've been sitting there debating about ordering something else, and then I get a past due notice. So that was really all I bought. There's not much else. I've still been watching, Zexal Arc 5, but I haven't gotten very much farther. I watched those terrible game show episodes.
Yeah.
That guy has like a resting bitch face. He's got like the worst face ever. And then I watched like the episode after that, so I haven't gotten very much farther. And I've started picking up Pokemon a little bit more, so I wanted to download Superior, and then I played Pokemon Ami a couple times, and that's about it. Because I didn't take advantage of the benefits of it until, like, the end of X and Y, so I wanted to get a jump on it, but that's it. Like, nothing else has happened.
Food corner. Food
corner. I had pizza for dinner. It was good.
Yeah, today I had a triple cheeseburger from McDonald's.
I saw that advertised.
It's not often that I stop eating something halfway through, look down, and just really hate myself. But that happened. I don't like him. I'm not a huge fan of McDonald's to begin with, but there's something about that extra meat patty that just throws you off.
Just like, you know what? This patty's just too much. And you say that right to their face, put it down on the counter and walk out. You guys have gone too far. I guess you don't want to see the 7-stacker they have at Steak and Shake. Or is it 9? I don't know. Yeah, no, it's crazy.
It's 7.
Okay, it's like crazy.
7x7.
It's crazy.
Jeez.
It's a adventure, let me tell you. It's a very magical adventure that doesn't quite fit in my mouth.
Oh, God. If only Kevin were here.
Speaking of the devil.
Holy crap! Dude!
That is amazing.
I know. Kevin!
Oh, my God.
That was the most magical thing that ever happened.
It was the best.
Dawson literally just said, if only Kevin were here. And you immediately showed up.
Brian just said he wants magic in his mouth.
I can give Brian magic in his mouth. What's happening right now?
We're what talking ups? About burgers.
Are we filming right now?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we are filming right now. No, you cannot speak to... Wait, who, Jackie Chan? Yeah. Yes, that was right. I haven't done that bit in so long.
We were just talking about food.
That's what we always do. We talk about food. I like food.
It was sort of in the middle of one up, so if you have any, I don't think any major life events have occurred since you've last been on. Like,
no, no major life events have happened in the past 2 weeks at all.
I think you might have gone out to eat once. That's about it. Checked in on Foursquare. Yeah.
I don't use Foursquare.
It's just part of the joke.
Well, let's see. Since the last time I've been here, I got my some new mock toys. The Red Crosser, the TK figure, Signal bike set. Those are pretty fun. Still been playing a lot of Pokemon. I've had a lot of time to play Pokemon, actually, because, you know, extra time and whatnot. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Did anything else important happen lately?
You got it all.
Yeah, I think I got everything. No, so...
This, ladies and gentlemen, is called Bearing the Lead.
What?
Bearing
the lead. It's like bearing the lead, and then I was trying to figure out what a bear had to do with this. And I was really confused.
It's like go down for midterms.
What about Bear Grillsing the Lead? Is that the same thing? Or
only
no?
If you're going to eat worms with scrambled eggs.
Okay.
He did that. He ruined the eggs. Spoiler alert.
So I got like the coolest Halls post ever. I got a child. That's awesome.
Brian totally stole my Halls post joke. I didn't say anything. I wanted to be classy, but my class is gone.
And that's really cool, but I actually did get a lot of time to play Pokemon.
And that's really cool, but let me tell you about Pokemon.
Well, no, because what happens is you go and we had a scheduled C-section at like – had to be at the hospital at 5:30 in the morning, even though the thing wasn't until 7:30. So I'm like, well, I got 2 hours to kill. Let's play Pokemon. So I got to spend 2 hours just sitting in a hospital room, like on the little couch there playing two different DSs, because that's just my life now. And she got here. She's so adorable. She looks just like me, which is awesome.
Confirmation of paternity. That's always awesome. Sorry, I couldn't resist. It was right there.
That's an old bit. That's somebody else. Awesome. We did that joke.
In the darkest timeline, the baby came out black and was from somebody else.
Yeah, that was the darkest timeline. But even though we're in the darkest timeline, was like
the almost darkest.
The almost darkest timeline.
Forgot my own fake mythology.
Oh, that was bad. But yeah, and then without going into too much detail, about a day later, they came and were like, we think she has a heart problem. So they, like, put her on a helicopter, and like brought her to the children's hospital into the like neonatal ICU, which she kept to go in a helicopter before going in a car, which I guess
pretty badass
for later on, right? I guess makes for a cool story later. It's really awful at the time because they make it to be like the worst possible. Like it could be this horribly awfully bad thing, and then which it could have been, but hers ended up being a very mild case, and so she just spent a couple of days at Children's. They monitored her; she's fine. The worst part is, in our state, I don't know if any other states have this, and none of you would know this because, well, no one wants to touch Dawson. And Brian's kids are all four-legged, and Aerosol just prefers the company of stuffed alpacas.
Kaylee has one.
Yeah, Kaylee did have get one. But we require in Louisiana some kind of special hearing test before you're able to be discharged from the hospital as a baby. Something about lawsuits or something, I don't know. But she was fine to leave on a Monday, except that that particular Monday was Martin Luther King Day, and like the special people who are trained to do this audiology test, they got the day off for this holiday.
What a bunch of jerks.
Because I guess MLK
Day... He didn't even work at Dunder Mifflin. Why do we have a holiday for him?
It's as important of a day as, like, Christmas. Like, if they say, look, it's Christmas, they got the day off, I'd say, well, that's fine, it's Christmas, whatever. But this is MLK Day. I don't understand why they needed the day off. Like, they're not visiting family in another state. They're not, like, no.
I'm flying home for Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, no one does that.
My God, that was terrible. I couldn't stop. I could not.
You know... Like, no one's saying, I'm visiting the family back home in Kenya for MLK Day. They don't do that. I had to top Dawson's racism with even worse things to make up for not being here for 2 weeks. There's an ad on my Facebook for some kind of an insurance called His Cox, and...
Well, you Cox Cable, so...
Yeah, so it's His Cox, though, and so the person next to me is giggling like a child. So we had to wait, but she got to come home the next day, and she's been home for like a week and a half now, and so that's been good. Kaylee sings to her and plays with her, so I don't have to. No, I do play with her. That's not...
She cares, so I don't have to.
She cares, so I don't have to. No, I take care of her. But we went to Comic-Con, actually, the weekend before that, which it occurs to me that I wasn't here to talk about that. So apparently I thought it was a good idea to take someone who was 9 months pregnant and about to pop to Comic-Con as well as a rambunctious four-year-old. That was a mistake. Fortunately, Kaylee has a little leash backpack thing we could just...
Sorry.
Like, strap her
That's
into.
That's just so funny.
Well, the thing is, she likes it because I can yank back on her and she will go flying. And she thinks it's a game. The first day we got there, we literally had to rush there and like run to the back for our photo op with the guys from the Vampire Diaries, which they're calling last call and we were just getting there. So that was fun. Kaylee got scared of him. They got all excited, and then they went to talk to her, and she freaked the fuck out. And then afterwards, was like, that is awesome. I want to do it again. That was like $100. No, you're not doing it again. It's not a ride at Disney World where you get back in line again. You're not doing that again. And then we got in this long line to meet one of them, and they were real nice. We went and met Ian Somerhalder, who actually is from here, and he was playing with Kaylee and talking to Kaylee. And we got an autograph. And then the whole weekend, she'd get upset if we didn't put her name on the autograph. So all the autographs are signed, like, to Kevin, Danielle, and Kaylee. I even had to get Dawson to say to Dawson and Kaylee, or she no, I didn't do that. That would have been.
I was just gonna ask about that. Like,
that
I didn't know when to ask because important stuff kept happening.
That would have been hilarious. No, actually, I have to get one of those sleeve protectors for yours because we were in such a hurry to leave and was so tired, I forgot to buy one there.
Okay.
So I have to go get one before I send it to you.
Because I didn't know when to ask because, like, you had the baby, and then I'm like, all right, I'll text after, and they're like, oh, she's going to the hospital. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know when to ask. This is so awkward.
No, I have it here. But so we did that, and then that's really all we were able to do that first day. But it was so worth it because I got to meet Damon Salvatore, and he's so hot. And then the next day we go, and we got in line for the other vampire guy who had a really fucking long line. And Kaylee was, like, peeking through the curtain. All the VIPs are, like, on the one side, right, where you – and we're over here, like, behind a curtain so no one can see us. But Kaylee's four and cute. She just peeks through and starts talking to him. She's yelling, hi, Paul. So he gets her to get her his attention, and he, like, waves at her. He's like, hey. And she got it all, like a 12-year-old girl. If they see Justin Bieber, that's kind of what she did. And she doesn't know who this guy is in the slightest. And so we met him. He was real cool. And every time we walk away from a celebrity, Kaylee just goes, I love that guy so much. She got in the TARDIS a few times because they have the doctor, local Doctor Who, like, fan club or whatever. And they have a TARDIS, and they had the – I didn't see it this year, but they have a remote-controlled canine that they roll around the floor, and they have a big old face of Bo. She was, like, enthralled by all weekend.
It was just like having John Barrowman there.
Like, she was staring at it, like – And I had explained to her what it was, but she tried to go on an adventure with the doctor. She went in the TARDIS and closed it behind herself like she was going to go somewhere. Like, what are you doing? He's not in there. Like, I had knocked on the door to get her to come out. She wouldn't come out. I was like, son of a bitch.
It's the same size on the inside.
Yeah. But we did him. I met Evan Peters from Days of Future Past. He was really cool. Somebody gave him some peach moonshine. In a little mason jar. That was fun. One guy got a stuffed Lapras and had Evan Peters sign the belly of Lapras for his girlfriend.
That's weird.
It had some significance. I'm not sure what it was.
The Lapras fan.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there. But what else did I met? I met William Kircher, who plays Biffer in The Hobbit. He was really cool. Kaylee met him while sitting on my shoulders the whole time. Every time she'd get, like, overly rambunctious, I'd just pull out my DS and say, here, do this. She'd calm down. We met Malfoy from Harry Potter. My sister took a picture with him. He high-fived Kaylee's little owl backpack. And it was funny because she'd be really bad and rambunctious, like, in the line. Like, she didn't want to stay still. We get up to the front of the line, and she's like a perfect angel when the celebrity is right there. Like, oh, there's someone important? I got to behave. And so she talked to him and be all cute and lovely. And then we met Brett Dalton from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We get up to the front of the line, and he's got his kid there, and I guess it's his wife.
There's also Hydra.
Whoever.
I guess his wife, whatever.
I don't know if he's married. I don't know his life. But it appeared to be the mother of the child. And we get up to the front of the line. And he's reading off the little sticky note, and it says, Kevin, Danielle, and Kaylee. And Kaylee just goes, and Natalie? Because she had to be all-inclusive. And so we're like, well, baby, Natalie's not here yet. And we're like, she'll be here on Thursday. And he stopped. Like, he was writing the order. He just stopped signing the picture, just looked up at us. What? He said, well, yeah, no. This is Saturday. She's giving – or this is Sunday. She's giving birth in 4 days. She's going to have a child in 4 days. He says, and you're here. Yeah. All weekend, walking around this convention center. And he's like, really? Like, he was like, he couldn't believe that we were walking around with a girl who's about to just have a baby pop out of her any second now. Like, I don't know, like, we were some kind of weird person. But he was real cool. He gave Kaylee a Stand With Ward bracelet. That's, like, full of glitter, which made me want to kill him. Because I hate – glitter gets everywhere.
Sparkle said, dress loud.
But we met him. I'm trying to think who else. So Katie Lotz. So here's the thing. I was in line for Tom Felton, and that was a long fuck line. All right? I'm thinking Sunday is the day to go because it's less people. It was still long as balls. So I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And before we did anything that day, we went and looked, okay, you know, Katie Lotz is going to be at her table at this time. Tom Felton's going to be at this time. So we kind of planned our day and one behind the other. Well, they pushed forward her time by an hour to when she was going to be signing autographs. And I didn't know that. So we're still standing in line for Malfoy. And I was like, hey, pregnant girl, why don't you go check Katie Lotz? I'm looking. It's going to take a while. As it was, Malfoy left his table for no damn reason and came back. Then had to go do a photo op. And so they can collapse the line because half the people went to the photo op. And we get to the front and she comes back. She's like, there's nobody at Katie's table. She's gone. I said, what? She said she has nobody there. I said, okay. So I had to wait in line. I go to Katie's table.
She was the one taking the picture with Malfoy.
Yeah, she was getting a photo op with Malfoy. I go there, and there's like the volunteer who's working Comic-Con and these two people in line talking to him. And I was just like, is she coming back? And he's like, yeah. He was texting her agent, and he said she's waiting. And I don't know if because the agent is also a female. I don't know if it was the agent or if it was Katie. Said she's waiting for more people to show up at her booth before she comes back out.
Well, that sounds pompous.
Right? Like, I was like, well, what the fuck? And I'm thinking, what if she doesn't come back?
Because I think she was self-conscious because of those comments JDF made about his long line.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Comic-Con this year is, like, in previous years, you do like we do at Morphicon. You go up to the table, you give them money, they give you an autograph. Here, most of the celebrities, you had to pre-purchase an autograph ticket, either by paying cash at a little autograph selling booth, or by buying it online with your debit card, like I did, and then you redeem the tickets at the convention. So I said, okay, I've prepaid money for two Katie Lotz autographs. Well, what if she just doesn't come back out? I've already given y'all money. Like, what do you do? Like, you're not going to tell me I can't get these autographs. She's here. She's scheduled to be here. You're going to fuck me over. So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go back in Malfoy line and finish this shit up, and I'll be back in like 5 minutes. So we come back, and we're just sitting there waiting. We both waited like 20 minutes. We're like, this bitch better come out. I'm going to go find her. Like, and she finally comes out, and she's smaller than I would expect. It's kind of like when you meet Brittany Purtle, but not that small. And then, of course, she doesn't have the makeup on, so I almost didn't recognize her. And that sounds really like, awful.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know where the canary is?
That sounds really awful when I hear it back in my head. But Katie Lotz is the only celebrity that Kaylee would not behave for and talk to.
Well, she was annoyed by the long wait.
I think she was, but she wouldn't talk to her. She was ornery the whole time. I don't know if it was because that was a whore. Of course, she was the only female we met the entire weekend. The rest were all guys, so that might have been something to do with it too. Which means I guess I got to watch her a little more carefully if she's just into talking to guys and she's only four now. But we got a few art prints. I actually could not find like any Star Wars figures I needed, really anything that I wanted to buy, because every booth was selling pop vinyls. That was almost everything you could buy at the convention. Like there was not a single booth that did not sell pop vinyls. We did get a Crowley vinyl, finally, but like everything was pop. Everywhere you look, I'm like, can I find other toys? Like I want other things. I don't just want. I mean, I found several Sonic screwdrivers, Third Doctor, Fourth Doctor, Eighth Doctor.
All of them looking like ear thermometers.
All of them looking like something I would put either in my ear or in a child's butt because that's how you take their temperature for some reason.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. They like to torment babies. I don't know.
Under the arm is an option too.
Shh. But yeah, so I was like, I was really disappointed. And then we were hungry on Saturday and we decided to get pizza. That was a mistake. It's a Papa John's pizza, and you get your choice of pepperoni or cheese, and it's $10. We're like, are you pepperoni? No, no, for the whole little small pizza. For a small, not like a medium, like a small. And we were like, okay, well, whatever, we're hungry. We wanted pepperoni. Like, we're out of pepperoni. Fine, give me a fucking cheese pizza. I don't want cheese pizza. I want something with some substance to it. But fuck it, I'm hungry. I'm right at the front of this goddamn line. They gave me, and they gave us, because we got two, and then my sister and my guy got two. So we got four cheese pizzas. We go sit down. We open them up. They're not hot. They're barely warm pizzas. They're not even round. They're like fucked up. And they're pizza not jams. Cut. They're not cut properly. Just like one little tiny piece, like the dude in Scary Movie 2. I got my strong hand. And there's this one giant like blob piece. And you're like, who the fuck cut this? Like, someone with like bad vision and Parkinson's? Like, I don't know who. Like, Michael J. Fox was making the pizzas back there. Like, what the hell? Like, they were awful. I've never been more disappointed in eating anything in my entire life except Dawson's mother. And but yeah, the convention was fun. I got some. I walked away from there with a bunch of autographs and a little blinking pin for that Lucy movie.
I love Lucy, or like
no, like Scarlett, like ScarJo, oh. And Morgan Freeman.
It's a weird reboot for I Love Lucy. I'll tell you that. Totally different direction.
But so that's what happened for Comic-Con, and then 4 days later we were at the hospital having a baby, and now there's a baby in my room laying like 8 feet away. So that's cool. Josh, I did get my first badge in ORAS. So that's a thing. But yeah, I've been doing that a lot. Pokemon, every which direction. It's awesome. I don't think I've done literally anything else or gotten anything else. I found a Captain Falcon amiibo at some point. I bought a bunch of Bionicle. The baby's in the hospital, and they moved her to one of those little rooms in the NICU where, like, your parent can stay with you. So, Cordy stays with her in – no, you. Stayed in the hospital with the baby. I left there, and I'm like, well, now I'm depressed because I'm going home by myself. Kaylee's there. But I'm like, it was like 10 o'clock at night. So I'm like, well, I pass a Walmart on the way there. So I'm like, let me go to Walmart, see if they got anything at Walmart. This Walmart. I've never been to this Walmart. I get there at like 10:03, and it's like, oh, we close at 10. Yeah, fuck you too, Walmart. Bunch of douchebags. So I went to my Target, which apparently closes at midnight. I thought it was 11, but it's midnight. And I found out that this my Target has every Bionicle. Like, the shelf is full.
Even the old ones.
They have all the Bionicles. Like, when you go to Toys R Us, they don't even have a space for them. They just kind of stick them wherever they feel like it. It's like four of them, four total sets. And I'm like, why? How'd you even get four sets? A case probably has more than that. And you know, like I go to Walmart. Walmart just has like the protectors. They don't have the. Now they did. Last one, what they did, but before they didn't have the TOA or anything. They just had like one of each protector. And I'm like, how are you making money off of this? Target had a full shelf of like every figure. And I'm like, well, all right then, let's buy some stuff. I bought, like, four sets. I didn't even do them until, like, 2 days ago because then I went home and I was too depressed to play with Legos. I was like, I bought Legos to feel better, and I'm just kind of depressed. Like, my kid's in the hospital. My girlfriend's there with her. I'm home by myself with Kaylee. I am just sad. But I got Legos, so that's fun. They're all put together now. They look cool. I'm like, I'm all better. But I finished The Vampire Diaries. We started watching the originals, which is awesome. Because
nothing beats the originals.
Well, it is set here in New Orleans, and the originals are awesome. So,
can I mention something about that series that I've noticed? Whenever I go to watch Flash or Arrow, they always market Vampire Diaries with the logo VD. And I'm just like, no one wants VD.
I don't know why they like to use VD. I didn't think about that until You just said it.
Only on the CW.
Does that stand for something too?
I don't know. Cockwarmer, I guess.
That's what the CW does for me. I pretty much spend all my time there, so.
But what gets me when I watch the originals is like it's set in New Orleans, in the French Quarter mostly, and I never see anything New Orleans related because they fucking film in Atlanta. So they don't actually – I don't know if there's like licensing issues or like money they'd have to pay to have like signs that say like Pat O'Brien's and all the famous bars and shit in the French Quarter, but they don't have any of it. And I don't know why. But it's still pretty cool and I still like it because I like those characters. So I watched Arrow, like not like Arrow, like the new one, like the season, like the mid-season finale. I finally watched that. That's a thing.
Well, where we're at, Oliver actually is dead. Roy is taking over. It's a thing.
Cool. Yeah, I got to watch Flash. I just got to watch the new episode from this week. I watched last week, so I'm almost caught up on Flash.
Cool.
Anything else at all?
No, that's it.
I think that's too short. Like,
I don't know what else to say. There's a baby. I feed her. She poos. I change her diaper. I don't know what you want me to say. She's rolling around.
Can
right
you
now,
do that for me?
I'm not gonna wipe your butt. I wipe Kaylee's butt. I wipe Natalie's butt. That's it. I don't wipe anybody else's. I wipe my own butt. I probably should. I don't want people to wipe my ass.
I don't even have time to wipe my ass. Do you understand?
Like Frankenstein, I wipe my own ass. I wipe my own ass. But just imagining Zach and Cody telling me they wipe their own ass now. While playing Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
If you didn't know that was from Big Daddy, you would assume that Frankenstein took a wildly different direction than I thought it did when I read it.
I mean, I don't know what else to say about the baby. She's adorable. I think I recorded 6 reviews before coming on tonight, so I'm like wired now. In case no one can tell.
Kind of know that's what gets you going.
Oh, God.
I had a 10-minute nap, and then I recorded 6 reviews, and I came on to see these faggots.
That's 6 more than I have filmed right now. So.
Yeah, well, I haven't posted any in a while because baby and stuff, and I don't know. I need to put them on my computer and edit them and do all that part, but they're recorded. That's a step in the right direction, right?
One more step. Yep.
Yeah, your mom.
So anyway, lots of news this week, none of which is heavily significant. I think the biggest chunk of news is probably the Ninja profiles.
It's not penis. God damn it.
There is a P in the word profiles, though.
There's a guy called Fuka, though.
That's a girl, Dawson.
I told you I didn't read them. Kevin used to read everything to me.
Funo Kamioka? What?
Yes.
Yes. So that's fun. Blue went to Hogwarts. That's a thing.
With Malfoy
and
Katie Lotz. Lots. Whatever.
Because he was apparently living in Europe studying European magic in England. So he totally went to Hogwarts. So
hopefully.
Headcanon confirmed.
Maybe he went to Durmstrang.
How's that? Uh-oh.
Durmstrang is that all-boys school with Victor Crumb?
It was the one that wasn't Hogwarts, Dawson.
Oh, okay.
So that it's an interesting cast, I think. I'm still optimistic, but I'm always
I just won my second game of Trivia Crack today. That's a thing.
Usually ends up backfiring on me. But.
Did you find Katie? Yeah, we had it signed to Dawson. She looked at me funny. But then she was like, I explained it. She was like, whatever, that's cool. Something about, I don't know, whatever you're going to call yourself or, I don't know. I wasn't listening when she was talking. I was just kind of looking at her. I heard the Charlie Brown noise when she talked. I just went with it.
So we also got Ninja villain designs.
I really like them. They look pretty neat.
You know what? You know what's the best part of ninja villains?
That's usually when you say what it is. Oh, sorry.
One of them is voiced by Kenji Matsuda.
Oh yeah, because Brian was like, "My man's back."
That I like that more than anything else about the villains. Actually, just one of them is my hubby. So that
we haven't done Brian and Kenji jokes in like years.
It's back. It's back and in full force until he dies, because he's probably going to die at some point.
Wait, you mean in the show or in real life?
Both.
Oh, God.
Kenji Matsuda will never die. That's just a fact.
I saw that and I got just so happy because I cannot wait to see Kenji come in and be a villain. And I hope I hope at some point he gets to be in there for I don't care for what. Just show his butt. Just put his butt in there.
Wait,
and we'll...
I thought it was Kirihiko's butt.
It was both of their butts.
Okay.
And it was Zonky butt. Remember?
I forgot about the butt cannon. Wait.
I think Kirihiko's butt was butt first, and then I watched Hibiki, and then the fascination
was on
Zonky's butt. Because he was naked when he died.
This was like the foundation of our podcast, too. This was like the very... Our podcast was founded on butt jokes. That should have told you everything.
Speaking of butt jokes, we have seen both of the type dead heats for both Mach and Drive, and
I like Drive dead heat.
You would, wouldn't you?
I'm gonna come out and say it, and I'm gonna buck the trend. And no, I'm not coming out of the closet. Dawson is.
He was already out.
Oh yeah, he is. But no, I do. Mox is a little funny to me because it's got like the upside down spoiler or something stupid.
George's Crimson Gin joke was perfect. Crimson Gin. That's where the Crimson Gin drinks is Crimson Gin. Here comes the Crimson Gin drinks. But it was perfect. Like when I first saw like the first picture I saw of Drives, it was just like the top half, which I thought was pretty okay. I really don't mind it that much. But the bottom, like, it's so suddenly white. He honestly does look like a hospital orderly. Like, he's going to be chasing down a mental patient. I don't know what that's about.
Why is he chasing you?
Because reasons? I don't know. I couldn't think of anything funny. I'm not really a fan of Mox. I kind of like that exclusive whatever form, the silver one.
High speed? I like high speed a lot. It looks really cool.
Drive type high speed.
That's exactly what it sounds like. Truth,
I
have.
I like that.
High boots. That's
boots?
Brian. Passion.
I've been very vocal about it, but I don't like either of them at all. There's just something about the balance to red and white that I'm not a fan of. I agree that the upper portion isn't that bad in some shots, but I think just when you look at it all together, it doesn't work for me, and I don't like it. And then Mach has the chin thing, which is Mach's eyes are on the back of Drive's head. So like between the two suits, like the entire helmet is just like shifted down, and so the spoiler is on Mach's chin. And it's designed to look like the front bumper of Trideron, except it just looks like he has a giant ass spoiler chin.
Pretty much.
And it looks really strange.
I think Drives is more workable. Like if you tweaked it, it could look better.
I think if there was more red on his like leg armor.
Yeah, if it was more balanced,
a lot better. But it gets bad when you can look at the design and know exactly how the transformable toy is gonna work. Like, well, the belt's going to, like, flip around, and then the visor of his head's just going to fall down into place to become Mach, and the shift brace might pop off or something like that. I don't know. But it's not – I don't like either of them. It's not that cool.
I forgot it was even a thing until the picture happened. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I wasn't expecting it, and then, like, the next episode preview, it's like, oh, dead heat. I'm like, we just got Mach. Hold on.
I didn't realize we'd get dead heat that fast. That just seems...
Like, I knew it was going to come out in February, but I wasn't expecting, like, the first weekend of February.
They were dead serious about it. Well, February's not that long. They got to get on it.
sure it's got that handicap.
February, the handicap month. At least it gets a good parking spot.
February's got all the good parking.
But it's never used. All the spaces are always empty. And we have to walk and they get to roll. That's not fair.
I know I have to park at the back of the parking lot. People like Dawson get to park in those special spots in the front.
If only.
You mean stupidity's not dream. A handicap? Oh, I'm sorry. It's a dream. Dawson's dream is handicap park.
Being in a wheelchair would be awesome. You just have an excuse to sit all the time.
Love it. Dawson has no other ambition in life than to be in a wheelchair and get handicap parking.
You know, that's right.
That or to be unborn. Getting a V-Cinema, that's not exciting at all.
No one cares about Tokyuger, Brian.
And that is it, I believe. Oh, there, hold up, no, back up.
That's why the title won't make sense.
Yes. We got a Dino Charge preview for the first episode today, and it was basically, it's probably going to be the first, if not close to the first scene in the show. We got this character called the Keeper, which looks like a little troll. Everyone's calling him E.T., I guess.
Or Fergus. Fergus.
Baby.
Fergus.
But he's interesting, to say the least. He's definitely different. Kind of gives off the vibe that he's going to replace Torin. But then, supposedly, some woman was cast as the Keeper a while ago. So, like, he might, like, die and some other person might become the Keeper, or that's just a generic title that they're going to pass around. I don't know. But
he's going to be the Seeker and then the Beaters and...
Did we know? Did he say his name, that he's the Keeper? How do we know he's the Keeper? What if his name's Tom?
Because Tommy like, Trees. Keeper.
Oh, okay. I would need to look at the clip again, but everyone was just said that's the Keeper, and so I went with it.
Okay, because
I just trusted everyone. Regardless Yoshi of whether it's a Keeper or not, he is a cool fellow.
Yoshi went with it though.
Yoshi said it was their mentor. Maybe.
So. But Yoshi goes along with anything. So
I mean, it's not the shortest mentor they had. They once had a hamster. I'm just saying. And our hamster was way cooler. He had clothes on.
Wrong Yoshi. But then they also had that little Larigo guy.
Oh,
this little like a little crystal bit like pen. Larigo. Yeah. If Larigo like shaved.
Like it's pretty much like one of those things that gets a really extreme reaction from the fandom.
Well, I like how everyone's like, oh, they need to do more original things. And they're like, here's this character called the Keeper. And they're like, it's not Torin.
We're not getting Torin's story? We already got Torin's story. It still exists there.
It's the same crap we deal with all the time.
I hope he is silver. Like, I want to see, like, a Justin-like transformation where he just grows to, like, the sort of slightly, like, heavier silver. It'd be great.
Like, it's the same crap. They did make Samurai more original, and they gave, like, Decker and the chick.
Dayu.
Like, an original story, and I'm like, this is not like Shinkenger. Go fuck yourselves. You can't have it both ways, assholes.
Like, I'll admit, I was kind of hoping we would get a, like, Doggy Kruger-esque suit, just because I thought it would have been cool to see what it would have looked like for his. But I think it's funny that people are like, oh, this looks dumb and cheap. I'm like, don't get me wrong. I like Torin. He's one of my favorites in Kyuger, but his suit looks pretty damn cheap. Like, his little beak moves, and that's about it. Like, all Toku monsters look cheap, but he's definitely on that side of,
like
stationary.
And there's nothing to say we're not going to get, like, other suited characters similar. We might get something kind of like Torin at some point. We don't know. All we know is this character right here from a scene in the first episode.
We ended up using, oh my god, I can't remember Deku Ranger's Master Mal.
Shafu.
Yeah, we ended up using him, like, at the very end.
Yeah,
they used all the Master Suits as, like, a special mode for the Masters. Well, they used, like, the Japanese version of, like, Commander Birdie and the Gorilla Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Where you know, as like well the as the American version. So there's nothing saying we're not going to see something like Torin at some point. I mean, heck, they might still use Mad Torn, whatever the fuck he's called. We don't really know because the show hasn't aired yet, but of course people are going to jump to conclusions and go batshit fucking crazy because that's what they do. But I kind of like him. I want to see what happens, and I think he has a pretty neat voice, so...
Furious voice is really cool, I think.
Why'd they get rid of his fluffy coat?
He doesn't have that at the beginning of the show.
He doesn't?
No, he doesn't get that until after Gold debuts.
Oh, after you got to treat yourself. Treat yourself. Carry your day. That's exactly what happened.
We're just so used to seeing him with it.
I looked, but...
I didn't remember that either, so...
Yeah, I just assumed he always had it.
If they don't release another toy, you have to give them a little furry boa to make the toy accurate.
I want a little furry boa.
Then at some point you're going to have to put a little piece of masking tape on his horns.
Got to be accurate.
I want a little furry boa for my penis.
Oh, God. That pretty much sums it up.
Right's getting new forms in Tokuger.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. Three of them.
I like the idea of Tokyo Ichigo Builder, and it makes
Didn't they say, like, in the show, like, oh, that doesn't work? Like, he tried it, and it didn't work.
For some reason, he can use it now. I don't know. Something about imagination and light. I don't know. There's an
explanation. It's like the all-purpose excuse, imagination.
It makes me want to see what the forms for Car Carrier and Tank and Diesel and all the others would look like now.
She doesn't want to see it.
She doesn't.
Well, what's the clear form? Is that like a...
That was his light form, and then there's rainbow form.
Right, light form?
Light form, I think, is when he gets rid of all the darkness in him, he gets light form.
Makes sense.
What if it's not even a form? What if it's just like a special effect that happens? The magazine wants to hype it up as a form.
Magazine hype.
Yeah, so
why
I don't
they call
know.
It hype or hobby?
They got a couple of forms that
hashtag hype
that are kind of stupid. But Builder, I'm fine with. Rainbow just looks fucking dumb.
Well, that's more or less a Photoshop effect, I think. It's definitely going to be a form, but I don't think there's going to be an actual suit for it.
I hope not. It just looks fucking dumb. So
confirmed.
That's...
Kevin doesn't like rainbows.
That was confirmed like... season one, episode one.
The only form, the only rainbows I like are the Sorni Kagayaku kind.
I agree with the small child.
We don't have a laugh track. We have a cry track.
Cries and everyone Dawson tries to talk.
See? No, that's a good time.
Baby, it's my baby.
It's okay, I'm fine now. I feel better. You don't need to call
you.
Me.
Right, so now it's time
to
for
give Dawson
half fire. Of
superhero time. No Tokija this week. It's not here. They no released episode. It's a difficult time for us. We will get to it when we can do it. It's
we don't know what happened.
It's a challenge. We don't know what happened. It's gone. Kamen Rider Drive. Start your engines. Vroom, vroom, motherfucker.
You're doing this right in front of the baby's face?
Yep.
I love it.
We don't have a swear jar.
That's really
don't
good,
though.
Don't
be broke.
Jar jammed. Okay. So this week's drive, I actually kind of
like drive.
It.
Fuck all y'all.
I like. She did not. She's not a fan. She misses Gaim. She watched it from the womb. But anyway, I liked
actually,
the
yes.
twist with the the twist of the mystery of her actually sort of accidentally killing that guy because he wasn't Chief. You're like, you're not Chief. You kind of look like him if you squint, but you're going overboard. No, but it was kind of – I liked the way it was revealed too where like she looked at the notebook and it kind of creepily like zoomed in on it and it said, I killed him written creepily. Like it was like some Ring and Grudge level shit.
I don't know. It was really, I thought, well revealed. It was kind of a nice little twist on, rather than it just being like.
Well, the Roy of the Notebook was just terrible. So.
She did not like the Notebook. She was watching the movie and she just lost it. She's like, "What? They both die at the end? God, yes, I've seen it." I liked that. I am slightly annoyed at what's his face, Mach being brainwashed again, but it was pretty much predictable. I am annoyed at Mach for being the standard, like, oh, hate all monsters without, like, any listening to other people. That sounded right. I hate that plot line. It's been done a million times where there's, like, some guy that, like, could be good, and then there's always that one jerk that won't listen to anybody, and they tackle controversial science fiction issues.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I actually liked this episode.
Yeah, I actually like... I'm enjoying Drive. What I pretty much do is I block out the rest of the police.
Just in regular life, too.
In regular life. The police aren't even there. I just drive at 300 miles an hour and ignore them. While ordering toys in the rain. I pretend they're not in the show. Like, I get this glazed look in my eyes when they come on the screen. So I just kind of pay attention to the other stuff. Mach's antics don't bother me all that much. And while it was obvious that Chase is Proto-Drive, I just kind of like the whole bit with him finding out and seeing the little backstory and everyone kind of realizing what's happening. I like it. I want to see more and I want to know more what's going on. I like the little twists on his little mysteries every week. It is pretty fun to watch, at least to me.
It's been one of the better mysteries. Like, it's been quite a while since we had a mystery that was even somewhat intriguing. Like, the last few have been kind of boring. But this one I thought was pretty decent.
Yeah, and I like the shift cars. They're fun.
Did they arrest her at the end? Like, if she killed someone, I mean, it was kind of an accident, but still, shouldn't they at least, you know, process her? I mean, I know she was a book injured, but...
I think they're letting her go.
Okay, but it's because she was a book and ranger. But,
She's an Avenger, and...
Plus, they're not they're real just... cops, so they can't...
Oh, yeah, that's true. They're not. They're just part of the Ghostbusters unit or whatever they are. Something I noticed, I meant to mention this last week, but I know they haven't seen the... every time I try to talk, it's like the new dog. Something
actually,
I noticed,
your talking caused her to shit herself, so...
Oh, God. I get that reaction a lot, mainly in the women community. No, but anyway, something I noticed last week, Dry was sitting there at his desk, and he just had a shit ton of shift cars sitting next to him. And, like, I know they haven't seen the Kamen Rider, but isn't that super noticeable to anybody, especially since there's supposed to be a room full of cops? Or the fact that him and Kiriko have these huge, like, car holders hanging off of them, and they're not inconspicuous. Like, they're bright as hell. Like, why has nobody noticed this? I know that there's, like, a series where they wear the Morphers, and he's wearing the shift brace, which is crooked, and it always bothers me. But still, I just think it's kind of funny. Especially sitting there on his desk. Like, he's just filling out paperwork. He's got these bright cars on his desk. Whatever.
I just think he likes to collect Hot Wheels cars. I don't know.
I just thought it was funny.
That's actually the excuse that everyone's going with. Because he's a car fanatic. And so they're just like, hey, he plays with these little cars.
And wears them on his belt.
Those guys are idiots. So they probably couldn't figure anything out anyway. The chief is busy with his little phone horoscope thing. The nerd guy's on the computer off being a nerd.
I think the chief knows more than he is letting on, but
he's probably the big bad of the season, actually.
You know,
he already is for me.
He's who they're trying to revive.
Pretty much, and he's already revived. He's like, these idiots. I'm already here. That would be funny, actually, for like a plot.
Yeah.
In some Sentai Rider.
You know, so that's kind of what happens here, is Dawson gets raped by a donkey.
That's exactly. And then the baby shits herself. Curtain.
Yeah. But One of the things that bothered me with the show so far is that whole bit with Mock and Chase and how it's disjointed. Not, it's like how one minute it's like, Chase has an identity crisis, and then we had to cut to Mock and then come back to it later and try to remember. That was kind of dumb, but I did
I get what you're talking about.
Yeah, like how it just didn't fit, I guess. Like,
it was weird pacing.
It was weird, like it, because it was that Kobayashi, like, Purple Metal's going to Edgy, and they're going to the amusement park next episode, nothing happened.
Found out my fiance is one of our villains, suddenly canoeing.
Yeah, like, so it was kind of dumb. But yeah, so we did, you know, we have that, but other than that, I've actually enjoyed it fairly well. I mean, I don't think it's super amazing, awesome, best thing ever, but, I don't find it to be all that bad.
You know what's funny is, like, in the first minute, they explained... They explained that whole problem I had last week with Mach and Chase's bikes being compatible. Like, Belt just said, he directly said, it was designed to be compatible with future technology or something like that. I'm like, oh, thank you for listening. I just thought it was funny that, like, I went on about it for, like, 5 minutes, and then they explained it right away.
Well, I thought that whole thing was cool. I liked watching them combine and everyone being like, the fuck? Why can it do this? Why is it able to do this? I don't understand.
Yeah. Pretty hazardous.
Yeah.
There's some safety issues for sure. Anyway. The show must go on.
The show must go on.
But I don't really have a whole lot else to add. I mean, I agree that the end mystery was really good. I did enjoy that quite a bit.
I totally didn't see that coming, like, at all.
Neither did
I. Like,
oh,
the monster is really you. Like, what?
It was kind of creepy, actually, in a way.
Especially,
not like finding out Gremlins.
Especially given how much they were setting up the fact that it was him, and then it was her.
Yeah.
And then,
like, the mysteries I don't think will ever be an amazing highlight, but I'd like to have them at least be somewhat interesting like this, if they're going to sort of keep this pseudo-episodic formula. Just because it kind of adds to it being it's been really imbalanced. Like, the beginning mysteries weren't too terrible, and then we had some really crappy ones that were, like, an afterthought. And then this one's been pretty decent, so I don't know. Driver really needs to find itself.
Yep.
Hasn't been doing too grand of a job at that yet.
Well, but next week it'll have a duck bill and everything will be fine. We got
it. It still doesn't really know what it wants to do, but whatever, I guess.
All right. Now it's time for...
Ramble time!
Yeah!
Almost time for Dino Charge. Almost.
Yep.
Time for more Pokemon.
No, it's next week's show. Yeah, we just had a conversation about that before you were here. That's exactly what our conversation about Pokemon will be like next week.
Just a bunch of crying and whining. Pretty much.
So, wait. Brian, you watched Turtles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, did you watch it?
Yeah, I actually watched both episodes today, last week's and this week's.
So now everyone's watched it.
Thoroughly enjoyed last week's episode.
Yeah, it's been pretty good the past couple weeks. The one where they went back to New York,
Quest?
Right?
Where they did the elemental things and they, like, did the whole spiritual journey. And then they had that callback to the first movie where they sat around a campfire and Splinter burst out of a blue flame.
Did not catch that.
And the deer.
The deer that beat the shit out of Seth Green.
Poor Seth Green.
I guess he's not a Robot Chicken fan. I don't know. But I enjoyed it. And then this week's episode where they come back and they're fighting things. So Shredder, everyone finds out they're alive. Baxter is there. Splinter went batshit crazy and tried to eat them or something.
You know what
that
I find funny?
That was crazy,
is how
actually.
They comment on how empty the city is. That's the way it is all the time. Like, when you're watching the old episodes, there's hardly anyone on the streets. It's kind of like, where the Batman, like, they can't afford to animate civilians or something. So there's streets are empty all the time.
All these shows make them like happen like at midnight or 1 o'clock, and I'm sitting here going, well, they're still busy at midnight and 1 o'clock.
Yeah, especially New York.
I've been in busy cities. It's still rather bustling at that time, so
even here, and Aurora's like the Pawnee of Colorado, so I'm just saying. But I've enjoyed it the past couple weeks. And even though I was pretty bored after a while on the farm, I do appreciate the fact that they changed things up. Like, because, you know, it was pretty much the same. It wasn't like it was bad, but I mean the same setting. And I appreciate the fact that they actually were away for an extended period and are now coming back. And I'm going to assume that it's not going to be fixed in a couple episodes. So I like that they shook it up like that. And Splinter's cray cray.
I liked. Well, I totally lost my train of thought. God damn it.
Turtles.
Oh, let me think about it. Turtles. I like that they took Ice Cream Kitty with them.
Well, why wouldn't they?
They didn't take
the brain chicken, though. I think I missed that episode. All of a sudden, there's just a chicken with a brain walking around. I'm like, all right. I'll go with it.
That was in the car episode, wasn't it?
I don't think I saw that one.
Yes. Yeah. I liked the chicken. I liked watching them make that party wagon. And what I also noticed was they made the van and they're fighting with it, and they shot out a little bomb. That it said the foot sucks on the side of it, and this is one of those things that almost nobody will catch if they're not me
or Kiefer possibly.
No, I don't think Kiefer will catch this. What it is they actually had one of those little bombs that came with the original Turtle Van toy. From like 1987 or 8 or whenever the van came out. It had two of them, and you stuck them in the little door. When you opened the door, the little ramp came down and they'd roll out. And I noticed, I'm like, hey, that's pretty cool. They never actually used anything like that in the original show, but they had those here. And things like that make me smile.
When I tell you I was immortal for you, like,
not a lot makes me smile. So, Brian doesn't even make me smile like that.
And Brian's always smiling.
Brian's always smiling. except when he's naked.
That's gross.
I don't know why, it's got this weird mental picture. Brian starts to undress, just with a huge frown on his face. Like, I hate not being clothed.
I do like, you try being Brian.
Warm.
See, I'm kind of disappointed in Michigan.
I thought they were gonna keep the cool Spirit Quest outfits for a little bit. I was kind of disappointed.
It's hard to say because they're like,
and they're
in the intro now.
Like, because I imagine them storming the city with their cool new outfits and weapons, and then they're like back to normal. Like, wait, that's not fun.
Leo's channeling his inner assassin.
Yeah. I really hope they go back to those outfits for stuff, because they just looked so cool, and they had the neat weapons.
What about the weapons? Like, Raph had fucking, like, fire claws. I'm like, why would you get rid of those?
Yeah.
I know.
Didn't Leo lose, like, one or both of his swords this week?
Like, one fell into the vat. I remember that. I don't know.
It fell in the pit. We all fell in the pit. Sorry.
My nakedness fell in the pit.
That's hashtag Andy Dwyer quotes. But it's been pretty good so far. I'm looking forward to actually seeing more of it this time. I'll probably go back at some point and watch the ones I missed. But
you didn't.
I'm liking.
They were.
I'm liking.
Yeah,
the
some of them were
season.
Fun, but
I have a completion thing though, like about it. Like, I went back and watched those Shit Took Huger episodes because, like, I stopped watching it. But before I even stopped watching it, I missed a couple dumb filler ones about bathhouses. But I went back to watch them because.
Because you like bathhouses.
Yes, I'm a bathhouse fanatic. Anybody knows that about me. On my Facebook, I'm a fan of bathhouses, while Brian's a fan of Matt Finish.
Just like Akira?
I like to go to Spawnee and go to, you know, hang out.
Is that an actual thing?
Yeah, it's in it.
Okay.
I know I can see how it could sound like a pun I would make, but it's real.
Just wanted to make sure.
But speaking of Spawny, Flash.
That makes sense.
Yes, I am the Flash.
How awesome was this week's episode?
It was really good because Todd Manning was in it, also known as Franco. he played a recast of a role played by James Franco. It was called Franco. True story. There's no one like Todd Manning except for the other Todd Manning.
I don't even know what you just said.
I did. No, but it was. Okay, here's a question about Wells. Are they just not... Well, I'm so confused. Because it was, like, hinted at before that he could be Reverse Flash or at least somehow involved. This one, there was no fucks given. He just speeded. That was the first time that happened, right?
Yeah. The first time that we've seen it, I'm sure it's happened on several occasions.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, like, nobody's making a big deal about it. Like, he's just in a wheelchair, then he's like, boom!
Well, and no one's like, no whatever. No one's seen him. Who's gonna...
No, not in the show. People. Like, in the world. Oh, like, well. Fans.
Well, probably because most of the fans knew he was Reverse Flash already.
But
at least
I still
in some
think...
fashion, some Reverse Flash of flashiness.
Like, I'm thinking it might be, like, a lot of misdirection. I think, because I know, I tried to read up on it, and there was a lot, so I had a hard time. But there's, like, a like, I thought there was going to be...
past the big words, like, the
well, like,
and his.
Like, there's a lot of characters where you go and read, and maybe it'll be one, two, or three different versions. But there's, like, I think there is, but it's kind of complicated. And there's, like, you know, the Reverse Flash and Zoom. So I think that, like, Eddie and him might somehow both be involved in it. I think it might just be kind of complicated, like maybe some misdirections. But, like, right now, what is he using that giant Operation Overdrive vest to absorb powers? Like, he's giving himself false
speed. He's trying to rebuild... his connection with the Speed Force, so that he
Power
can
Rangers?
Have he can, yes, so he can have a speed all the time. Because right now it's only sometimes.
How did he get it? Would he get it there too? Is he?
He's always had it.
I'm
like,
so lost.
Right now, it's assumed that he is a time traveler.
Yeah, he's the time traveler's wife. I knew this. He's Rachel McAdams. I knew it.
They look so, identical.
I know there's a theory he's Barry from the future.
He puts letters into a mailbox, and then they go back 3 years into the past.
Isn't that the one with Sandra Bullock? Why? We've talked about so many romantic comedies, or whatever. Ridiculous. The best one's The Notebook. No, but I don't know. I guess it keeps you talking, and it keeps you guessing, which is nice.
Everyone's assuming that he's probably some... I don't think they're going to match the comics exactly, but...
He's not from the comics, so...
A lot of his traits are matching up to the Eobard Thawne version of Reverse Flash. Yeah, I know that means nothing.
Did you just speak a funny language? Eobard Thawne?
Basically...
Did you just say Ichabod Crane?
Yes, I did. That's exactly who I'm talking about.
I want Ichabod to be Reverse Flash now.
He idolized, in the future, he idolized Barry Allen and the Flash, and
wait,
basically...
Wait, who are we talking about?
I don't have enough knowledge of the comics to actually know exactly what I'm talking about. I just know bits and pieces. So I'm kind of like a faker right now.
But he seems to have a much more serious ulterior motive. So.
Like that's part of it, and then there's also elements of Hunter Zolomon's version of.
Wow,
Reverse
Brian did
Flash.
Some real research.
I got this shit. I don't have anything else to do. So it's kind of pulling traits from every which way, and then.
But it's complicated, right? Like when you went to look at it, it's more complicated than some other.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If it wasn't for the fact that I was digesting all this in video form, it would have been very difficult for me.
I should actually go do that. I didn't think about that. Why am I so stupid? Fuck you, brain.
So it's nothing like syncs up perfectly because they do a fantastic job on these shows of adapting things from the comics while not making them exactly like the comics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's really cool. So
because it was a lot simpler of a lookup, like right when I started watching Arrow, like I looked up Green Arrow and Canary.
Lookups.
I did. I was Philip. I put my Philip hat on, which is just a little hairpin.
but and like it's really simple. It's like it's just different. Like both his parents were mauled by lions.
There's
no Slade shadow stuff on the island. You know, Laurel's mom was the first canary, and there was no sister. It's like simple stuff like that. But this one is like, oh, here's 20 million timelines and a bunch of yellow suits everywhere. Here's a picture. I'm like, oh my god, well, I have to leave.
Like the Flash is all about like time travel and shit, so it gets really complicated.
Yeah, so I'll have to. I was watching this a series of videos from this one channel that was like a crash course in a bunch of characters a while back, so I'll actually have to look that up. But it's a lot of really cool stuff to talk about because I love time travel plots.
It's definitely really fascinating because thanks to Eddie's last name, Thawne, we know he's connected in some manner to Reverse Flash, but obviously not yet.
Yeah.
And so it's a big kind of, well, what direction are they going in? And.
Yeah, I mean, like he could be Harrison Wells from the future, or the other way around.
From the past, actually.
Yeah.
Well, from the current. I guess, I don't know.
So, see? Timey-wimey.
One is the other from the future.
That was a thought, a descendant of like, some thought. So, well, whoever,
like I said, some people think he's Barry from the future.
Yeah, that thought did cross my mind.
There's Barry from the future that was there the night his mother was killed.
Well, what's saying that that's Barry from the future? It was just a second Flash.
Well, and, it wasn't Barry then because he was a kid.
It could have easily been Wells.
I think Wells could have been there, but I don't think Wells is Barry from the future, but I think Barry was there, like future Barry. Like trying to fight Reverse Flash or something. I think he was there.
There's at least current Barry, Reverse Flash A, and Reverse Flash B going on in this timeline right now.
And Perry. So it's probably Perry. Perry's Reverse Flash.
It was actually Perry Allen.
The probation officer from Drake and Josh.
There's the Flashpoint paradox thing where Barry goes back in time to save his mother, and then shit happens, and there's like all these, you know, you change the past so the future ends up being different, and then he has to go back in time to make sure that his other self doesn't stop his mother from dying.
So it's going to be Flash and Perry, and it's a party. It's like a speedster time travel party.
And make, you know, basically he has to then make his mother die so that the future that he saw doesn't come to pass. And then if you notice, Harrison Wells keeps looking at things from the future with his little computer.
We really wanted to make sure that the Wayne Tech and
Queen Consolidated.
He really wanted to make sure that they partnered up.
Yeah, like that's really what it's all about.
That's important to the future of all technology.
They're gonna invent the Grizzle phones. Actually, Grizzle is actually from Wayne Tech and Queen Consolidated Incorporated, whatever. He's going to steal it back from Ray Palmer. He's just going to be like, you failed the city. And then he pushes Shaw out a window and takes the company back. True story.
That's exactly what happens.
But yeah,
true
it was
story,
a good episode.
Brian likes donkey boners.
We have yet to mention Pied Piper.
Well, it's just Todd Manning was the real focus. No, but I think it's funny that some of the damn it. He's like Harry Potter wearing Keeper's clothes. I think it's funny that like some of the toughest fights Barry has had have been against people with weapons instead of metahumans. I just think that's kind of funny. And like he had like an evil hearing aid.
Metahumans have a weakness, and part of that weakness is that they rely on those powers that they have, kind of like Barry does.
Well, he has an evil hearing aid and like a wicked case of tinnitus. So
tinnitus? What the fuck is tinnitus?
It's when you have a ringing in your ear.
Tinnitus?
It's called tinnitus. I know
it
for a fact. It's tinnitus. I know it for a fact. This is a very serious conversation about
that
tinnitus.
That ending on the end of words is itis.
It's tinnitus. I've heard it said by numerous doctors.
Well, your doctors are mistrained. Don't you watch the commercial? It's tinnitus.
It said tinnitus on my commercials.
It said tinnitus?
Yes.
Tinnitus has to do with titties.
There's a lot of tips tinnitus, going on right
tinnitus.
Now.
Right? Why are we having a conversation about hearing diseases? Anyway.
Because Brian has a life-saving bra he doesn't wear anymore.
Can't we just accept that there's like, dialect here? And okay.
All right, I'll stop acting about it. Anyway.
Everyone's right.
I'll ask your mother later.
No.
Banger.
Okay, so is there anything else to touch on this episode?
Flaro.
We get to see more Robbie Amell next week, I think.
Robbie Amell makes Stephen me Jefferson. Happy.
He's going to be the new Red Ranger. Guys!
I like how everything is an acronym. Like, Adam is an acronym. It's Firestorm superheroes. Is an acronym.
Superhero is actually an acronym for something.
I thought you were going to come up with something clever, and you're like, trust me, it's for something.
Bitch, I can't think that fast.
Oh, that's really funny. It's like you just realized how long superhero was. Oh, that's good.
There's too many vowels here.
But speaking of superheroes, Arrow, I thought was pretty damn good tonight.
I want to go to the island.
It started off a lot slower to me, especially coming after Flash the day before. I'm like, oh, that was really cool. Bells was just, like, zooming around and shit. And
why is anyone zooming around?
Then we're back at Arrow. I'm like, nothing's happening. I got really whiny. but it was a pretty good episode. It did a lot and a little at the same time. I'm just you go ahead.
I did a lot. Well, I like the way it's sort of slowing down a little bit to focus on some of the side characters. Mm-hmm. I really like Laurel as Black Canary a lot, and I love how
I
they're
like how she's just her. Awful at it. Like
yeah, like I like it was funny when they were like attacking that van. She's standing up on that like overpass or whatever, like super badass, and then she jumps down and like trips on top of the van. but I like that it's a bit of a rougher, like, adjustment. And, you know, with everybody else, I mean, we had Oliver's journey of, like, from vigilante to hero, but everyone else's training was pretty much established. We saw Roy training a little bit, but he was still, like, an established flipper. But, you know, like, I like that this is – we actually get to see her going through the growing pains of fighting, kind of like Oliver did on the island when he's, like, all around, like, oh, blimey, I'm rich. And then he got stabbed a bunch of times and he was – yeah, you know what I mean. But I like the way they're doing that. And her poor dad has to deal with fake Sarah now. It was funny because at the beginning of the show, when they were rolling like the secondary credits that roll, like I just said guest starring Kitty Lotz, and I was like, oh, guest shit, maybe she's gonna be guest starring Kevin. Whoa, he's going to be in this? No. So I was thinking, oh, maybe the hallucination starts now or whatever, because I know she's going to appear in Canaries, but it was just because she did the voice acting for herself. Or not for herself, for Laurel. Sarah will be playing the role of Laurel playing Sarah.
Brilliant.
I get a feeling like it's kind of shitty that she's not telling him, but I do kind of get it. Like if my dad was on the verge of having a heart attack if he got the slightest bit upset, I would be pretty nervous about telling him something like that.
I would also recommend him to not be a cop.
Yeah. to be fair, he's supposed to be on desk duty, except people keep breaking in the PCPD or the police station and just attacking. Like, I get a feeling that part of the reason they're stretching it out also is I get a feeling he's going to find out, like, he'll probably run into Laurel as Canary. Like, I mean, obviously she's spoken to him in the shadows or whatever. I mean, he should have noticed from her bust it wasn't Sarah.
Sorry, sir, you do not know your daughter's breasts.
Oh, God. It sounds so bad when you put it like that. No, but
I was just interpreting your words there.
Like, I get a feeling this is like the Magi Ranger thing all over again. No, but I get a feeling that, you know, he's gonna somehow run into her, and you know, seeing her up close, recognize her as Canary, and I get a feeling that that's how it's gonna happen. But I'm really enjoying how they're playing her journey, and she's pretty badass when she actually pulls things off. I actually thought she did better out of suit, like when she fought that guy with her high heel. In the precincts, she did better than she did when she was suited up, which is kind of funny.
and we found out that that douchey guy is from the League of Assassins.
Yeah. I
did not see that coming.
I wasn't either. Like, it just happened, and I'm sitting there going, the fuck?
Like, I'm kind of happy about it, just because otherwise it seemed like such a weird choice. Because I was just thinking about how Thea's leaving with Malcolm gave her so much more interesting things to play. But then she's pretty much doing the same things as she was last season, which is just being at the club, except she can jump off buildings from time to time. So I'm glad it's not just some weird random douchey love interest choice. So I'm glad it amounted to something. Mm-hmm. And I really think that Thea needs to find out about Oliver. She's the only one that doesn't know. And it kind of handicaps her in a way. I mean, I'm sure she'll get some good material when she finds out. And when she finds out she killed Sarah.
Why did douchebag hippie assume that Merlin was staying too?
I'm just going to assume he's going to stay with his daughter.
Now that's an assumption right there.
Yeah, but...
I mean, he is. That.
Yeah.
He made that clear, but I'm like, well, hippie guy could have been wrong.
Yeah.
The assassin would have just came and killed him.
I just can't picture him as an assassin.
I can't either.
Like, I want to see him in the ninja gear just like, so I can laugh at
him. Hey, dude, hold on. Let me get my katana. Okay, I'm ready.
Like, he has, like, bladed CDs that he just throws at people.
That'd actually be pretty cool.
But, yeah, the thing about Thea is that, like, I was thinking about how everybody else gets to sort of have this, like, emotional scene or end storyline that, like, juts off of Oliver's death, but she doesn't even get to react to it because she has no idea. How does she not know? Like, I know we have a perspective from seeing it, from watching it, but, like, so many things have happened that it should be obvious. Like, Roy's working with him, with Arrow, and then hanging out with him, and I thought it was a dead giveaway when Slade kidnapped him. And... talked about how he was on the island with him. I thought that was for sure when she would know. Like, Tia's just an idiot. And she is allergic to shirts that go all the way down. She is allergic to them.
She had a jacket on in this episode. I was surprised.
She freaked and then, out.
Then she went inside and was no longer covering her stomach.
She freaked out and immediately cut it off. So,
ew, what am I wearing? Takes off coat.
And, I have to say, I'm a little bit disappointed with Oliver's resurrection. Like, I'm glad the focus is on the other cast members, but I expected Oliver's resurrection to be a lot bigger of a deal.
I was expecting it to last a little bit longer.
Like, I'm disappointed it's not the Lazarus Pit. And they said it, like, a few days before it premiered that it wasn't going to be, but I'm still disappointed. Like, she basically, when he asked how she did it or whatever, she was like, you're a ninja, or whatever she said. She's like, penicillin.
It was something like herbs, medicine, and
the cold.
The fact that he was freezing basically kind of put his body into a hibernative state, basically. That was what I got out of it. I medically, it makes sense, I suppose, because the cold would do that, but...
It also gives you, what is that thing? Not frostbite. Hypothermia.
Yeah, so, which can actually be helpful in some instances.
I had no idea about that. They always make it seem really bad on TV. But I don't know, I mean, it's pretty major. He was stabbed all the way through the chest, and he fell down onto a mountain. He probably would have broken his back. I mean, they can heal him at the Batman prison in, like, 2 months, but... Oh, you haven't seen that movie yet. Damn it. Ryan, you bought all those Dark Knight movies and then you never watched them.
Oh, no.
You're so bad at watching things.
I'm the worst.
But still, like, I didn't necessarily want his resurrection to pull focus from everybody else, but I thought it would have been a much bigger deal than, oh, hey, I got some Pepto-Bismol here. You're cool. And he's coming back next week. Apparently he's walking. It's going to take a while. So... I don't know if he'll... The preview made it look like he was going to be in a fight, which seems kind of soon. But I don't know. I'm really looking forward to the next few weeks, though. Because next week looks like there's a big conflict, and then the week after, I believe, is episode called Canaries, where Laurel is actually... I assumed there still might be Canary flashbacks, but I know that Sarah was going to be in the episode, and I assumed it was flashbacks. But from the summary, it says that Abruzzi, Vertigo, she gets a dose of that, and she ends up fighting against Canary. It's like Canary versus Canary, shallow Toku fapping stuff. Except it's cool, because it's not Toku. But so that should be a good episode,
is
though.
She's just going to fight the air.
Pretty much. That's what Oliver did at the beginning of the season. He fought himself. but yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Both shows are just really good right now. They're a lot better than what's going on with Toku right now.
So is a lot of things.
True. Like Parks and Rec.
Truth.
Yeah, I really liked these two episodes. Especially the second one seemed to pack an awful lot in, but it didn't feel rushed, if you know what I mean. I thought you were going to sneeze. It was Leon. I was like waiting for it.
It was Leon. I was that bored during this episode? No. I loved it. I was really upset because I started watching it on NBC.com. And the first commercial break, it like pops up for an ad for Botox. Except the ad doesn't play. The player just kept freaking the fuck out and going like, pause play, skip, skip, skip. Like all the buttons were pressing. And there was nothing there, and it said, your show will commence in 94 seconds. I'm like, oh, that's so long. And so I sat there and waited, and then it stopped at, like, 45. And I'm sitting there going, fuck. So I'm just sitting there. I was at my parents' at the time, so I just took the remote and put it on demand. Said, I'm commandeering the TV. The internet's being stupid.
I'm commandeering the TV. Treat yourself 2017. Brian, it's 2015. Does he need to go back to the hospital? We didn't even check his brain.
So I got to watch it today, and I was happy. There was definitely a lot of funny. There was a lot of funny.
That's our summary of Parks and Rec. It was funny.
It was good.
Yeah. But I just, like, I liked both episodes, but like I said about the second one, like, there was Treat Yourself, and then there was JJ's Diner stuff going on, and we had Dennis Feinstein in the episode. They had some stuff with Tom and Lucy. I feel like there was even more. Was Johnny Karate? Yeah, Johnny Karate, I guess, was both of them. It was Jonathan Karate in the second one. But, like,
they were trying to get the rights.
Yeah, I loved, like, all the kids, and, like, he's threatening Dennis Feinstein, and then there's, like, a kerfuffle over losing one of the kids. He's like, oh, Dennis, what a mess. Like, it was really funny, but, like, that episode had so much in it, but, like I said, it didn't feel rushed, which was really interesting, because there's so many episodes like that I've seen where you can feel they're trying to fit so much in, and it feels rushed, but this one was just great. I'm really enjoying this season. I think it's a really great farewell season.
I saw your tweet, and I agree. It's probably one of the better, especially from a comedy standpoint.
Yeah.
Like farewell seasons to something, like there's just so much going on, and we said it last week. I love the like the future references.
Yeah,
that will never ever happen, but it's just really fun.
I love that the reason Ben didn't notice like the addendum to the contract was because it was the day Star Wars released, which is a legitimate fact. But that was really funny. Like I was waiting for some sort of fake spoiler about it. It didn't happen. Ben didn't give anything away. And Bird happily hosts like a Judge Judy show, and every time he says the word judge, it says not a real judge. It reminds me of the not a flying toy from Toy Story. You know, like the last season of The Office, I did enjoy it, and I thought the finale of The Office was probably one of the better or the best TV finales I've seen. But in terms of the season as a whole, this one's only like halfway through now, but it's done with such a good job of fitting so many little like new things and old references and bringing back characters to give them like a proper like farewell, and it's done it like tremendously well compared to so many other final seasons I've seen. I liked How I Met Your Mother's final season a lot, but even this one so far in terms of like pre-finale has been great.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really funny because this morning actually, like the first thing I watched when I woke up. When I was having coffee was it was one of the earliest episodes. It was like episode 2 or 3 from season 1, and so I watched that, and then later today I watched the new one, and it's just such a stark contrast.
Yeah.
Like, I know I've mentioned that before, but, like, actually seeing them so close together, like, the first season was so subdued and weird, like, even compared to the seasons that come after it, but especially when you compare it to this one, like, Parks and Rec.
There's a weird guy there.
Yeah, I don't know. It was his name, Lark? I don't know. Yeah, like they got really good as a show when they decided to embrace the full on crazy, but then they took it to a whole new level with the time jump. So it's just really funny, like, to see how much it changed. It really found itself to being a great show, because you remember, like, even before you watched it, I was talking to you guys about watching The Office and Parks and Rec, and how I could just not get into Parks and Rec in that first season, and now it's like one of my favorite things. And I loved that sushi bar where you eat celebrity sushi, and Josh Groban ate his own sushi. That sounded creepy.
Yeah.
And he's like, that is the most baller move I've ever seen. but yeah, it's been really good. I really like that show a lot. I'm going to be really sad to see it go. I've only got like a few weeks left because it's two episodes. It's like what, 6 or 7 episodes left.
It's a thing where, on one end, I'm really happy there's two episodes because I get an hour of hilarious every week. But then it's going to end twice as fast.
Yeah, it's sad. I wish it was longer, but... Oh, I was going to say, they seem to, like, resolved the main conflict of the season in the last episode. Like, I don't know if that's going to stick or not.
Oh, with the land?
Yeah.
I don't know if something else is gonna pop up to give them another hurdle, or whether they're just gonna end the conflict and roll with it.
Yeah, because I was wondering about it. I assumed it was gonna go most of the season. Because that was why the episode, I was also amazed, like I said, there was so much going on, I forgot the fact that they essentially resolved it. And especially since the episode right before it ended with Ron declaring war on them and shooting down their drone. Because it seemed like we went from, like, the Parks and Rec team divided for this land to, it seemed like all the Parks and Rec team uniting against this evil douche corporation. But it resolved quickly, which I don't necessarily have a problem with, because they could just be wanting to spend the rest of the half the season on farewell stuff. Because,
mm-hmm.
But still, I don't know. It just seemed funny. We'll see.
I mean, they could easily do things with just trying to set up the park and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like they're going to be terrible all of a sudden. I just thought, I was taken aback by how fast it happened.
I like how they're just basically like, yeah, this is a better financial move. Take this shit-ass location.
And that tattoo guy was just living there. That guy is just so weird. Oh, I love we also, was it in that same episode? I don't remember, but because some of it bleeds together, but we got like the crazy town hall people got their cameo. The chanting guy finally got one. He got everyone to chant. I love little things like that.
You agree with me for once.
Like, she was shocked. Oh, man. So good. I love
how
it so
dare
much.
They give us these things that I will cherish for the rest of my life.
That was great. Oh, man. Oh, and like the little pigs, it was like, oh, is it Tom Squealick or something like that? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it was good. I'm looking forward to the last 6 weeks.
I'm patiently waiting Amazon to deliver me a box of just toys.
That's pretty much what it would be.
Get with it, Amazon.
So is there anything else?
Not that I'm aware of.
No. But the Ramble Time topics have been
nothing
more exciting
that we generally talk about.
No. Gotham's been a thing. Have you been keeping up with it?
No.
No. It's been
2 behind, I think.
Oh, okay. It's pretty okay. That's what I would say about Gotham.
It's a pretty okay Batman thing.
It feels like sometimes it's like a prequel to something I'm never going to see. Like when you see the Bruce Wayne stuff, like, you could see this being really cool if it was leading towards something, but you're never going to see it unless the show goes crazy long. Like, I know the show's not about Batman, but like, it would have been kind of cool if they tied this actually to the new movies. Like in terms of making it the part of the origin to Ben Affleck Batman, just because it'd be cool. It's always cool to see aspects of people's backstories like that. But no, as of now, you know, unless the show goes for, like, I don't know, 10 more years, 15, we're not going to get to really see much payoff, even for Commissioner Gordon himself, because he's not the commissioner yet. He's just a guy running around yelling at people.
He's just Gordon.
Pretty much. But yeah, it's been okay. I think it's not the greatest, but I also think it gets a lot more hate than it deserves.
It does. Like, I was watching it, I'm like, this isn't as bad as everyone made it sound. Like, everyone made it sound like this was, like, the biggest shit DC-related thing on television. And I'm like, this isn't that bad. I can see... the early episodes, I could definitely say where it was really dragging.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm sitting here going, it's not that bad. I'm actually really interested in his story.
And at the very least, it's a unique take. Like, they could have very easily done a Batman show, which, I don't get me wrong, I would like. But, it's a very interesting time period to look at, which, to my knowledge, isn't touched upon that often as a full-blown comic or anything.
I'm not used to Penguin not being fat.
Yeah, and actually being a villain that I enjoy seeing. Because all I think of is Danny DeVito just cracking. And I never liked the Penguin in most anything. I didn't like him in the Bat. I don't really like the Tim Burton Batman movies. And I didn't care for him in the, you know, Batman, or even in the animated series. And, like, this is the first Penguin, like, regardless of any of the show's shortcomings, I think he does a fantastic job as the Penguin. Yeah, it's definitely interesting to see that. I know some people are theorized it's all a misdirection. He's the Joker, which would be completely dumb, because I really like that.
Hold on. What?
That's a theory. Yeah, people think that there's a group of people that think he's the Joker, and it's a misdirection, but even though he has the walk and everything.
How?
I know exactly.
That, like, would be the biggest what the fuck I've ever seen in television, if that actually happened. Like, he has the walk, he has the name, he's got, like, the cane, he's got everything.
Like, I really don't want it to happen. I don't think it will. I think it's a very extreme theory, but I wouldn't want it to happen just because, don't get me wrong, I like the Joker as a villain, but ever since The Dark Knight, he's, like, monopolized everything. And I like the fact that we have a villain from Batman that's getting more attention and getting a sort of unique performance.
We already had our weird Joker cameo sort of thing in episode one with everyone else ever.
Yeah, so I definitely don't want them to do that. I don't think they will, but still.
So this girl with red hair named Ivy, I wonder who she's going to be.
Probably the Huntress.
Definitely.
But yeah, it's... It definitely has potential. I think it could grow to be pretty decent. And it's funny, like, most people complain at it a lot, too, is that it's not about, or that Batman's not in it and stuff like that. It's kind of like with S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, even when I didn't like S.H.I.E.L.D. for that period of time, I was still annoyed at the people that were getting mad at S.H.I.E.L.D. because the Avengers weren't in it. I'm like, A, they're really expensive. And B, that's not what the show is about. Super annoying. You need to catch up on that so we can add it to Ramble Time. Because I really, really need to talk about it. It's so good, though. It really is. Like, I was super down on it. You remember that. But it got really good. That's what Joss Whedon shows do. Anyway, now it's time for... Kevin! He had so much pep.
The pep died quickly. Final thingies, MP3.
Final thingies!
I have a thingy, and it's not final!
Alright, I'm going to put up a Facebook question this week. Hopefully I remember. I think it was White Rangers Brian locked us in at, so...
Yes.
That will be up.
In the time stone.
I'll probably try to do the time stone of Facebook questions to think. But I'll try to remember to put that up. So look out for that, or don't. I don't care what happens. I think that's it. It's our show.
There's nothing around me that can make a funny noise. Damn it.
These used to happen organically. If only... The baby made a funny noise.